Now that warm weather is here, we're leaving windows open, which brings up the topic of our planet's atmosphere. The air is 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen, which leaves just 1% for everything else combined. Very few know that this is almost entirely argon, an inert gas our body has no use for. More interesting is the air's tiny bit of carbon dioxide, since climate change has made it into a villain. That CO2 makes up just 1/25th of 1% of the air, so there's 20 times less of it than even argon. When we exhale, each of our outbreaths is composed of 78% nitrogen, 1% argon, 17% oxygen, and 4% carbon dioxide. So the only thing that's different between inhalations and exhalations is the oxygen, which has gone down by 4%, and the carbon dioxide, which has gone up by 4%. When we went to school, they taught us that we breathe in oxygen and breathe out CO2. But now we know that we breathe out almost as rich an amount of oxygen as we breathed in. That's why it's useful to give an accident victim the breath of life. Breathing into someone's lungs gives them almost as much oxygen as they'd get from fresh air. But how can we keep exhaling 4% carbon dioxide when we breathe in almost none of it? Well, turns out, all that carbon in our breath comes from sugar. Our food gets converted to glucose, and it's the leftover carbon from that sugar that we exhale. And all that carbon, in turn, came from the core of stars, since all stars change hydrogen to helium, and then helium to oxygen and carbon. Bottom line is that nearly all the carbon in our breath not only comes from sugar, but ultimately from the stars. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.